This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has reiterated the government's firm commitment to identify and deport every illegal immigrant from the country. He was addressing a public rally after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for various developmental projects worth 340 crore rupees in the Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency yesterday. Mr. Shah emphasized that the government is committed to securing the borders and eradicating illegal immigration in the country. During his address, the Home Minister also congratulated the West Bengal government for swiftly providing 600 hectares of land to the Border Security Force within a week. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will undertake a three-day visit to Karnataka, Goa and Kerala from today till 31st of this month. The Vice President will attend the global celebration marking 45 years of the Art of Living Foundation in Bengaluru, Karnataka today. Later in the day, he'll attend the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of University BDT College of Engineering at Devanagari, Karnataka. Tomorrow, Mr. Radhakrishnan will participate in the Statehood Day celebrations of Goa at Panaji and will also visit CSIR, National Institute of Oceanography, in Goa. The Vice President is also scheduled to inaugurate the Sri Industrial Park at Belthangandi and visit the Sri Chetra Dharmsthala Manjuthana Swami Temple in Karnataka on 31st of this month. Later on the same day, he'll visit Keralam to inaugurate the 140th Foundation Anniversary celebrations of Deepika Malayalam Daily at Kottayam. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released revised examination dates and admit cards for the Common University Entrance Test Undergraduate, COET-UG, 2026 examinations for admission to programs across central and participating universities. The examinations will now be conducted on the 31st of this month and 6th and 7th of the next month. The examination, which was scheduled for yesterday, was rescheduled due to Eid al-Adha. NTA said that admit cards for candidates appearing for the test on Sunday can be downloaded from the official website of NTA, coet.nta.nic.in. American and Iranian negotiators have agreed on the framework of a memorandum of understanding for a 60-day ceasefire extension, but the deal still requires final approval from President Donald Trump, U.S. officials have confirmed. The agreement, first reported by U.S. media outlet Axios, would bring de-escalation to a conflict that has rattled global energy markets and disrupted shipping lanes since Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz earlier this year. Under the draft MOU, the strait would reopen to unrestricted commercial traffic, meaning no tolls and no interference, and Iran would be required to clear all mines it deployed in the waterway within 30 days. In turn, the U.S. would proportionally lift its naval blockade on Iranian ports and issue sanctions waivers allowing Tehran to sell oil freely. The MOU also includes a formal Iranian commitment not to pursue a nuclear weapon. The CBI has arrested Giribala Singh in the Trisha Sharma death case. Giribala is Trisha's mother-in-law and a retired district and sessions judge. The arrest was made yesterday in Bhopal. A CBI team reached Giribala's home at around 10:30 last morning. They questioned and searched the premises for nearly 7 hours. She was finally arrested at 5:10 in the evening. She has been taken to a hospital for medical checkup. After that, she'll be produced before a CBI court. Trisha Sharma died under suspicious circumstances on the night of May 12 in the Katara Hills area of Bhopal. Her in-laws claim it was suicide, but her family has accused her husband and in-laws of murder. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces yesterday launched a fresh fire assault and multiple grenade launch MGL attacks on specific suspected terrorist hideouts as the anti-terror operation in the dense forest of Dorimal area of Gambhir Mughal area of Rajouri district entered its sixth consecutive day. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that according to preliminary reports, 2 to 3 Pakistani terrorists, including a commander, are believed to be hiding in the area. The fresh assault came a day after Northern Army Commander Lieutenant General Pratik Sharma visited the area and reviewed the ongoing anti-terror operations in the dense forest. The fresh fire assault was launched on the suspected hideouts amid narrowing down of the cordon to eliminate terrorists hiding in the region. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval called for decisive action against terrorism and said there cannot be double standards in the fight against it. While addressing an international security forum in Russia yesterday, Doval said responsible nations have to evaluate their choices. And that is the end of this news bulletin.